Earl, you got to hear this. So I heard from my liberal relative. He's upset because I misstated his position. So he wants to clarify his position, okay? He would like me to publicly clarify what he really said versus the way I described it, okay? So notice the stark difference in the way I described it and what he really said, okay? Because it's just shocking. Here's what he really said. Jerry, shame on you for misrepresenting what I asked you. One simple question. Yes or no? Should we be willing to accept these events to retain the Second Amendment rights? That's really different from what I said, isn't it, Earl? The answer is yes. Yes. You cannot take Second Amendment rights away because of a horrible experience. Yes. He really thinks, Earl, he really thinks that what he just wrote sounds differently than what I just said on the air. He really believes that. Yes, you can't suddenly suspend the Second Amendment because of a horrible crime. And that's what you're proposing, whether you realize it or not. And that's where Michael Moore has far more intellectual honesty than you do. He's proposing getting rid of the Second Amendment. To Bill in Merrill. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't see. I've been listening ever since the shooting. You're the only like conservative that's actually been asking this question. You've asked it pretty much every day of it. And The thing is the questions that I've been seeing everywhere else and in people in general is it's been talked a lot more of. No, the real reason why is as James Madison wrote in Article 46 of the Federalist Papers, is it's this distrust of the federal government, and that is the reason why we have the Second Amendment in the first place, is to be able to, James Madison wrote that the only thing that prevents the spread of tyranny is the armed citizenry. So it was about us protecting ourselves and our own self-interest against the federal government, and that hasn't changed any which way. There was 170 million people killed by their own governments during the 20th century alone. So you're talking about thousands of people versus millions of people. You know, this isn't a good thing what happened. But when you see the tens of millions of people throughout history, when you give up this right, dying, it's a no-brainer that, yes, we have to keep it.
Bill, thanks a lot for the call. David writes, I would be reluctant to underestimate Moore's proposal. Getting the amendment passed would make a massive public relations campaign necessary. The mechanisms already in place with the Democratic Party and the mainstream media willing, ready, and able to mount that campaign. Be careful about Moore's proposal. I don't think that it's a pipe dream. Now, what the political dynamics as they exist today make it problematic. I do think more people, if you're a gun rights supporter, I think more people would support Moore's amendment than you might imagine. I really do. I think there are those who think that there are limited rights necessary for hunting, and that's it. Moore, of course, does not believe guns for self-protection are necessary, and it would be interesting to see if he has an armed detail. But he's willing to put that out there. Whereas a lot of people just want a de facto elimination of the Second Amendment rights without repealing the Second Amendment. So this is the debate we have to have. But I agree, this is not to be taken lightly. But at least he's putting it out in the open where the others are trying to eliminate Second Amendment rights without eliminating the Second Amendment. To Tim in Lublin, go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, my friend. I think you kind of already answered the question I was going to ask. I was wondering how much publicity Moore was going to get from CBS, ABC, NBC, the mainstream press that we talk about, that we complain about, because I know you will, and the conservative media, Limbaugh, Hannity, probably Levin, will all point this out as well, too. I'm anticipating the national host won't be as kind to him as you are, but will the mainstream press just come right out and say, you know, is it time for the Second Amendment to be repealed? Will they say that and put Michael Moore as the point man and just throw it out there?
I don't know. You know, and that is, my guess is, and I'm just guessing, Tim, someone else, because even to the mainstream media, Moore has become pretty marginalized.
Okay.
So it might take someone else to pick up on this. But, I, you know, like the... like my relative who doesn't even realize what he was arguing for.
Is this a Bernie Sanders something that what might take up?
Well, you need that type of grassroots taking off on this.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Cassanderism was that kind of grassroots, and I don't know. I don't know if this is going to do that, but I think there's a chance that it will. Thanks a lot for the call. To Matt on the road. Matt, go ahead.
Warren, Jerry, I just wanted to piggyback off of what I believe Bill was saying earlier, that the Second Amendment is there to protect us against invading governments or our own government, and that's why we need AK-47s, that's why we need AR-15s, is because just in case I ever have to take up arms against my brothers, I want to do it with a bolt-action 30-06.
Well, and I don't even, I'm not sure what to say about that. Here's what I would say. The Second Amendment is there. And I respect Moore to a degree for being willing to say that's what has to change. If we're going to end the carnage and not understand what the real evil is. By the way, if anyone asks you, if you support gun rights, my answer is, what would Jesus do? He would confront the evil. He would tell us to confront the evil. You have to decide which the evil is. Is it a society that now produces people willing to kill indiscriminately, or is it the tool that they use? To Mike in Weston. Mike, go ahead.
Good morning. I have three things. First, the people have to be educated to what happens when the government has the arms and the people don't. The second thing is that how about if we eliminate peaceful assembly because, oh, wow, look, it leads to riots, and we can't have that. And actually, I kind of forgot my third point, but my point being is that people, you know, you live now and you don't understand, you know, the times, and you don't understand all the people who have died because the government decided that, you know, you're not a person or whatever. So you have to, oh, and the other thing the point
yes,
was...
yes.
Because his plan sounds so reasonable, people who are tired of fighting, you know, for gun rights might fold and say, okay, this is a good compromise, now the fight is over. But like you say, no, it's not. It's the first step before everything is gone.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Greg in Freedom. Greg, go ahead.
How you doing, Jerry?
Good.
My point is, if Michael Moore thinks this is the overwhelming majority
yep.
of the population feel this, you know, blah, 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 why isn't Hillary Clinton president?
Well, isn't that a very good question? Because that's a good point, because you and I know that the Supreme Court and gun rights were a big part of why Donald Trump was elected. That's actually a very good point. But I also agree with Dave in the email. Don't take this lightly. I have a couple of other thoughts on this topic, and then we're going to move on to something else after the news. 9:59.
Jerry Bader Show.